What in the world is a cash flow statement? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And when you are done watching this show, I think you'll have a high-level understanding of what in the world a cash flow statement is and how maybe it's different than a balance sheet and how it's different than an income statement and why it's kind of a good marker to show you the health and wellness of your company and of your investing strategy, right?
That's right. So a lot of times when you are applying for a loan or you're, you know, working with financial people, they'll say, okay, we need your financials. What they usually mean by that, not just your bank statements and your tax returns, but they also may want a balance sheet, which we've talked about before, an income statement, and a cash flow statement. Now, if you're a public company, these things are required. Actually, the SEC has made it clear that you need to have these things as, you know, reporting to your shareholders and the government. Now, if you are just a real estate investor who has an LLC that owns one or two homes, you don't have to have a cash flow statement, right? You have to have some yearly reportings. So you have to have a tax return, clearly, right? But the cash flow statement is for you to sort of gauge the health of your investment and see how does the money actually come in and come out.
So who are we? Well, we are longtime real estate investors. We left our day job a number of years ago to focus on the passive income and the cash flow from our investment properties, our buy and hold rental properties. That's the vehicle that we use to build financial freedom. So for us, we use a cash flow statement really at the end of the year to look at overall,
right.
It's not something we're analyzing every day and it's not something we're analyzing every month, but at the end of the year, it really gives you a strong snapshot that, oh, wow, I spent a lot on cabinets this year. I spent a lot on these other debt items, but was my cash coming in from our tenants, was that sustainable? Did we do well this year?
Right. Now, I know I've talked many times on this show, or if you're new to this show, you know that I'm the spreadsheet junkie. And I'm very comfortable tracking our wealth with balance sheets and income statements. The cash flow statement is actually something I ask for from my accountant. It's not something that I do on my own, although my father, he says that he like lives and dies by his cash flow statement and it's what keeps him up at night. I guess I just don't work that way. I worry more about the balance sheet.
Right.
So we don't have a giveaway for you, but there's so many that you can get on the internet if you want. But basically, the cash flow statement is going to delineate the types of cash that you have coming in, right? So let's pretend that you own an apartment complex or a few rental real estate properties inside of one LLC, and you're thinking of making a cash flow statement for that LLC. Well, then you're going to write down how exactly does that LLC make money, right? So for the most part, it's going to be rental income. Right.
So it's going to be rental income. I don't know any other way that that LLC was making money this year, but typically it's going to come from the rent from your tenants, right? So you're going to write down all of the cash that came in from those tenants for that year in that LLC. Now, maybe you had five properties.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was vacant for 2 months, but the other ones were burning and churning. That's the sum for that whole year, how much cash was coming in. And then you're going to look at that compared to the amount of expenses that went out the window, right?
Right, exactly right. So if you weren't just a real estate investing company, but instead maybe you were a baker, right? So you're going to look for cash from actual sales, but maybe you had an affiliate sale with a coffee store down the street, so they paid you some money for referrals. Or, you know, there may be a lot of businesses have all kinds of ways that they make money. So that would be on the cash flow statement.
Today's episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. Oh, it's no secret. If you're in the real estate world, there's a lot of things that you have to put in the mail. There's a lot of closing documents, letters, packages. I mean, when we buy houses a lot, we're having notaries come to the house and then we close. We have to put stuff in the, you know, in packages and mail it off. But I never wait at the post office. That's where Stamps.com comes in. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, just like our podcast. You can listen wherever you want when it's convenient for you, and you can do the same with postage on demand. All you need is stamps.com. We love using them because it makes it so simple to print the postage right from home, right from our desk, and I don't have to wait in any kind of a long line. With stamps.com, you can access all of the services of the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package. all available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. Stamps.com will even send you a free digital scale. You can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount on postage every time. I know a lot of people that would, you know, run like an eBay business from their house, or maybe you make something at home that you want to sell. Why wait in the line to figure out how much you need to send on postage? You can do that with the digital scale that they'll send to you for free, and you can get that by a special offer just for listening to this podcast. So here's how you get that free scale plus free postage and a 4-week trial. All you got to do is go to stamps.com and use the coupon code INVESTING for that special offer. So go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the little radio microphone at the top right of the homepage and type in the word investing. So you got to click on that little radio microphone to get this special offer, and then just go to stamps.com, enter the code investing, and you'll get that 4-week free trial, including the postage and a free digital scale. Our thanks to stamps.com. We use them almost every day in our business. Thanks so much.
Depreciation on your properties does not go on your cash flow statement, though, even though that is sort of a way you're making money, sort of, because you're paying less in taxes. That's not income, right? So we're only talking about actual income, not credit for income or anything like that.
Right. All right. So cash flow statement shows really the health and wellness of your overall investing, your company, and things that would be on there are like your interest payments.
This is cash going out, right? So what we've just talked to you is cash going in, right? Now, another important part of the cash flow statement is cash going out. So then you're going to write you've got taxes. Clearly, you've got insurance, right? Maybe you have some debt service, like the loan mm-hmm. that you have on those properties. You are paying a property manager, I would hope.
Maybe your lawyer team.
Your legal team, right? If you pay someone salary, right? Like your property manager, maybe you pay on salary. I don't know. That's possible.
Maybe there's a handyman that lives in the building.
Right. You pay yourself a salary, right? So when you actually stack those two things up against each other, how much cash is coming in and what you're using your cash for, well, that's how you then judge the health of a company. A lot of times, you know, if you flip on CNBC when one company is reporting annual earnings and you see everyone has an opinion about the cash flow statement. Right? Right. Like, oh, like they only spend this much on research and development, like, you know, or Apple spends too much in research and development, right? This is where people can sort of judge what you're doing with your money. Now, that's not the point of you as a small business owner having a cash flow statement, but it is really for you to judge, okay, what expenses are acceptable and what here maybe is not.
I really think at the end of the day, a cash flow statement is really important because people can be allured, almost like a vampire putting you in a trance about your investments. And you can think that, wow, I'm doing great. I'm getting all this money from my tenants. But then you're really not paying attention to those expenses that have been mounting or adding up over the course of time, right?
Right.
But there are these expenses that you might not have thought about. They're these things that are adding up. And then when you get to the end of the year, maybe it's a wash. Maybe all of the profit you made completely went out the window in the roof repairs and the property management fees and all of these other things that you didn't account for. So a balance sheet is great, right? A balance sheet can show you that you own a $50,000 asset versus the car that's a liability. But the cash flow statement can really show you, wait a second, these 10 rental properties, these are junk. Like maybe these aren't performing at the level that I thought they were.
Right.
And it can give you an opportunity to rethink your overall portfolio and maybe sell off the dogs in your portfolio.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's just a great way to take a temperature of how well your business is doing.
Yeah. So that's a cash flow statement at a 30,000 foot level. We hope you found this useful and we hope you subscribe to this channel because we've got a ton of great resources here to help you become a smarter, more financially intelligent investor. And please download our Freedom Cheat Sheet. It's right here. You can download it and it'll help you figure out how many rental properties it will take for you to be financially free. So until next time, go out there. Take action. Become a real estate investor. We'll see you next time here on the show, everyone.